Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe. Yeah. Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live from the MTV EMAs.
Well, usually I would say what a night to be alive, woo! But right now it is the daytime. I think it's like 10 a.m. outside. Yep. I haven't slept yet. Ash London Live from the after party, in the words of R. Kelly, Ignition. We just smashed out the MTV EMA Awards in Rotterdam.
Not just the awards though, Ash. We had the red carpet. Then we had the awards. Then we had the after party. Then the VIP after party.
Then sitting in my hotel bed eating lasagna, black coffee and gummy bears. This is how we do. The MTV EMAs was absolutely freaking
so
incredible.
Good.
One Republic on the red carpet was a highlight for me. Ryan Tedder, hilarious. We'll play that for you a little later on the show, plus The Weeknd mashing the face off. I can't feel my face after that performance.
Although he didn't sing Can't Feel My Face.
He sang Starboy.
It was amazing. Under a dome.
Plus, Shawn Mendes cemented himself as the nicest and most talented human being alive. And the crowd went wild for him more than anyone else when he got onto the red carpet. The ladies were going, and the men. There were some very interesting boys in that red carpet. Hilarious. But for me, the absolute highlight was Bruno Mars. He didn't do the red carpet because he's too famous, but he did open the show with an incredible performance. There was choreography. There was lights. There was fireworks that gave me a fright every time they happened. But he kicked off the MTV EMAs 2016 with 24K Magic. So we thought if he kicked off the EMAs with it, we're going to kick off Ash London Live with it. This happened like 12 hours ago. Blew the roof off the Ahoy Stadium in Rotterdam. The actual name of it. Bruno Mars, 24K Magic. You are on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, baby.
Zara Larsson, she's a friend of the show. She was our first ever guest on our first ever show. Yeah. I had forgotten that till she reminded me this morning on the MTV EMA's red carpet.
Hi Zara, how you going? Last time I spoke to you was about 10 days ago in Sydney and you had thigh-high red leather boots on. Where are they tonight?
I was on your premiere show, right?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going really well. Yeah, I feel like you like started us off on a great note, so we have you to thank. I feel like I've only spent 24 hours in Holland, but I feel like this is somewhere that you would have a lot of fun.
Well, I think so. I've been here once, just really quick in and out, but I'm gonna get lit tonight.
Whoa. Yeah. What is getting lit in Rotterdam and Bo for Zara Larsson?
Doing like stuff.
I love stuff.
No, but I'm just gonna have such a great time tonight, right? Because I'm performing, I'm here with great people. I know I have some people that I know are here right now, and I'm just gonna dance.
Amazing.
Well, we didn't have to worry about her performance because she was always going to nail it. She was dancing.
So
she had
good
backup dancers. The first time we chatted to her backstage at X Factor, she had red knee-high boots. This time around, silver glitter knee-high boots.
It was amazing. The whole outfit, the hair was the dance at Sashik.
Now, you can't see the performance because you're listening to the radio. If you want to see the boots and the performance, head to our Snapchat at Ash London Live. But in the meantime, this is a Zara Larsson medley taken from this morning's MTV EMA's 2016 performance.
On air
now, Ash London Live.
There were so many incredible artists, so many solo female artists repping on the EMA red carpet last night. But the first performance we saw was from Anne Marie. She did Alarm and she had four dudes in suits dancing behind her. All of them were hot. Now, of course, I wanted to talk about her amazing musical career, but girl to girl, woman to woman, I had to talk about the dancers.
Hi, Anne Marie, how are you going? Don't be silly. If you were nervous during that performance, it certainly did not tell.
I don't know how I pulled that off, but I was really nervous.
You were all sassy. Your voice was perfection.
Yeah, I think I don't know. It just happens. Yeah. But I'm really happy with it, and yeah.
How do I get four hot guys in suits to, like, follow me around and dance?
God, how hot were they?
Seriously?
I was really happy.
I was like, yeah.
I know, they're all so amazing. I met them today and they've just made this whole routine. I was just like, you're incredible.
Just makes you look even better.
No, I know. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Bring it on. We're still playing Alarm like twice every night on our show. Australia is so excited. What's next for you? When are we going to have a follow-up single?
I'm going to bring out another single next year, early next year, and then the album will be late next year. But I'm going to tour. I'm going to come to Australia and tour. And
You better actually come, because we'll hold you to that promise.
I swear I'm coming next year to tour.
When you come, you and me will hit the beach and get four hot lifeguards to do the same dance routine, but in their speedo.
I'll get them to learn it.
I got you, sister. I got you. We'll see you in Australia next year.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. But Anne-Marie wasn't the only solo little lady kicking ass on the red carpet. We had the joy of speaking to host of the night, Bibi Rexha.
So you're hosting, you're performing, you're nominated. What are you really bad at? Because it seems like you're good at everything.
I'm bad at making, I think I'm good at making food, but I'm really bad at it.
But you have good friends that tell you it tastes good anyway?
Yes, I make them. I only make one dish, two dishes. I make a hamburger with onions, and then I make a pasta bolognese, and I think it tastes good.
Well, I hope that your hosting duties are as good as your bolognese. Good luck.
I don't know. We'll find out.
You can do it.
I'm not going to look at my Twitter after this. I'm going to stay away from social media.
Bibi not only sung with Martin Garrix and proved that she has got the pipes to back it up, she hosted the show, yes, but then she sang her new song called I Got You, resting on a giant furry you with eyeballs on it.
It was a brown you. It was like three stories high, had huge blue eyeballs that moved. It was weird.
Everyone around us was kind of looking like,
what's going on? Yeah,
anyway,
it was weird.
Anyway, the giant you structure thing was a bit weird. The song, however, she absolutely nailed. This is new from Bibi Rexha. I Got You on Ash London Live from Rotterdam.
Ash London Live.
TK Miser wasn't nominated in the Best Australian Artist category.
Troye Sivan was, though, and he won.
He did. And we cheered, and then people turned around like, oh, you're from Australia. We were like, yeah.
This Dutch guy goes, oh, are you from Australia? And I was like, yes. And he goes, I can tell.
Because we were like, go Troye. We're like, no, maybe we just love Troye Sivan.
Maybe we're actually Mexican, and we just love Troye Sivan. Who knows?
You know what? Usually when you play a red carpet pack, you play all of the amazing interviews you got. But I feel like we are so hilarious in our own banter that we should just play a montage of our banter, because we spent a majority of the 2-hour red carpet just like judging people, watching people, chatting to each other.
Red carpets are not glamorous. Like you said, we were there for 2 hours, and in that 2 hours, the amount of time we would have actually spoke to celebrities was probably in total 7 minutes.
Yeah, and it's all worth it. I mean, it's our jobs and we love doing it. But when you're there in high heels, standing up, for so long, you need to entertain yourselves. And the best way for us to entertain ourselves is to judge people.
Everyone in One Republic is wearing sunglasses, but it is currently 7:22 at night. Who's that? Is that One Republic?
One Republic had a short, fat, ugly one.
That's some Dutch band, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's not One Republic. Oh, that's Lucas Graham.
Oh, it's Lucas Graham.
Oh. The short, fat, ugly one is Lucas Graham.
Draco needs to actually join Lucas Graham because he's nailing these vocals. Oh, so iconic. There's fireworks happening behind the orchestra.
Yes, iconic. Oh, an orchestra with fireworks. Fashing.
However, Lucas Graham is wearing tracksuit pants.
Oh, he's wearing sweatpants and a Kmart t-shirt that says hello.
Ash London Live. The MTV EMA After Party.
Ash London Live.
Not going to lie, when you go to a red carpet and you get a list of the famous people that are going to walk the red carpet, you often assume that certain ones won't talk to you. One Republic was that band. Ryan Tedder is the biggest songwriter in the world right now, I think. But he took the time to come, hang out with us, and even have a bit of a lol, which makes him a hero in my books.
You guys nail every performance you ever do. What are we going to see tonight? Nudity, cannons, bikinis.
Nude cannons.
Yes?
Nude cannons, bikinis. Yeah, we just...
You guys say loads, right?
Loads, yeah. Loads of that. We're going to be... There's going to be a lot of water. A lot of just like getting drenched tonight during our set. We're pulling out all the stops.
Yes.
The supermodel that just walked by, she might even come out. She's going to get completely drenched.
In One Republic.
The fire department is here.
Yes. You called the Holland Fire Department. You were like, shit is going to get hot tonight.
It's going to be a Dutch fire extravaganza.
And which one of you boys is getting in the naked cannonball situation?
I'm getting naked at some point tonight, probably in the shower after the performance.
Amazing. Boys, can't wait to see the performance.
Thank you.
Side note, their performance, there was dry ice and water, and then it rained from the ceiling.
Rained. Oh, it was
all
delicious.
All their instruments got wet. And his chic haircut was like flapping in the wind, and everyone was on board. It was so beautiful. But we can't play that song, so instead we're going to play the Mac Nirvana on Ash London Live.
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.